There was a great Hasidic Rebbe many years ago by the name of Rav Pirush Melech Shapira, Pirush Melech Dinov. He was the rabbi in Dinov. And he was known as the Bnei Yisoschar. Bnei Yisoschar is a sefer. First half of the sefer is about Shabbos. Second half of the sefer, he goes about the different chadoshim, the different months, and in Yonim regarding the different Yomim Tovim. So he has another sefer. It's called Derech Pikudecho. It's sort of a sefer mitzvahs. It only goes to the middle of Parshas Mishpatim, 50 Samad mitzvahs, then it conks out. They're not sure, the Chassidim are not sure whether he never wrote the rest or the rest was lost, but whatever. So Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, he discusses a mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim, and he refers to a sefer that was written by the Maharam Chagiz, Baruch Moshe Chagiz. He doesn't tell you the name of the sefer. I never saw the sefer. There is a sefer called Tamei HaMitzvos by the Maharam Chagiz. So he says that he quotes from the Maharam Chagiz, and he elaborates on the following idea that the Torah tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in advance that he's going to do a lot of nisim and influas. L'man revos mafsa be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yidaitim k'ani Hashem. The purpose of all the esamakas, all the nisim and influas, was v'yidaitim k'ani Hashem, that Bnei Yisrael should have emuna. What is emuna all about? So the Maram Chagiz quotes the Rambam 13, Ikori ha'emuna. Rabbi Yosef Albo disagrees with the Rambam. He says that basically there are three Ikori ha'emuna. Metzias Hashem, Termin Hashemayim, and Tzchar B'Yonish. And he claims, Rabbi Yosef Albo claims, that that's what the Malchus Ruchenu Shefes is all about. Each one of the three brachas of the Musab Dikash Manes and Rosh spells out the three themes, the three basic principles of Metzias Hashem, Termin Hashemayim, Tzchar B'Yonish. But even Rabbi Yosef Albo agrees to most of the, he disagrees a little bit here and there, but basically agrees also to the Rambam's 13 Ikori HaEmunah. He says he can condense them and abridge them. They're all included in three. So the Maram Chagiz, elaborated upon by the Bnei Yisoschar, the name of this sefer is Derech Pikudecho, the one that goes to the middle of Mishpatim, the 50 Samad Mitzvahs. It goes through the Yud Gimel Ikori HaEmunah to demonstrate how everything was Nisames. Everything was proven by all the nisim and flaws in Mitzrayim, demonstrated by them, and that's what the whole Sipitzis Mitzrayim is all about. We should tell over this story to our children in order that we should inculcate in them all of the Ikari Hamuna. So the first Ikari Hamuna, Ilekan Ani Siddur after Shachar, I have the 13 Animamins, which are based on the 13 Ikari Hamuna of the Rambam. This Rambam, where he lists off the 13 Ikari Hamunah, appears in the end of the Pirush HaMishnah on Masechet Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah says that one is an Apikoros and Lachel Ke'olam Abo. So what exactly is an Apikoros? What are the Ikari Hamunah? So the Rambam lists off the Yud Gimel Ikari Hamunah. So the first is that we believe in the existence of God. And we believe that there's only one God. So this was demonstrated by Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro. He says, Lo yadayti es Hashem. He doesn't know what this is all about. Never heard of Hashem. And then, after all the es hamakas, he was convinced that Hashem hu atzadak vani v'ami horishayim, that Hashem does exist. First he says, Lo yadayti es Hashem. I don't know anything about it. He doesn't believe in Hashem. Then he's convinced that Hashem exists. Hashem atzadak vani v'ami horishayim. In the es hamakas, we don't mention it, But in the Chumash, when you tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you should tell over. In Dayenu, we say, Ilo asa b'hem shvatam alo yasa b'elohehem Dayenu. And the Chumash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed all of the Avodah Zarahs in Egypt. The Egyptians used to worship cows, and the Jewish people were instructed to shecht the Korban Pesach. That's what they believed, that that was a deity. The Jewish people demonstrated they don't believe it. They shechted it. So, Belehem Osa Shvatim, it says in the Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocked down all the Avodah Zarah. So that demonstrated that there's only one God. We only believe in one God. Then we believe the third Ikar in Emunah is we believe God doesn't have any body, because we tell over the story, Sipitz and Zayim, we say v'yedaitem kani Hashem, man deidu. So yediyah means if you see something in front of you, if you see an idol in front of you, so see it's there. We talk about yediyah Hashem, something you can only understand with your mind, because God doesn't have any physical body. So you can't see him, you can't touch him, you can't sense him with your senses. You can have seichel to understand v'yedaitem kani Hashem. That's that part of the story we tell over. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Nevuah v'yedaitem, it's an inyan of das, because Hashem doesn't have any body. What is the fourth of the Kori Hamuna? We believe Shuhrishan Behu Achron means that God created the world and he's in full control of the world. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Nisim that broke the Chukei HaTeva is an indication that he's the Balabas over the Teva. I can't change, I can make a miracle, I can't change Teva. I'm not the bottom over the Teva. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change Teva is an indication he's the one who created Teva. So he has control over it. So that's how we know the Hurishan Ruhu Achron, who is there before the world came into existence. He's the one who brought about, he created the world. Then we believe the fifth of the 13 Ikari Hamuna, Shalol about the Roy L'Spalu L'Zolosa, that's the Ikar of Tfilo. Number six, we'll get to. Number six is we believe in Nevuah. So there are those who find it hard to believe. How can God communicate to man? God is infinite. Man is finite. How can God communicate with man? How does God create the world, all the cosmos and everything, all the stars and all the galaxies and everything? What, he pays attention. He knows what's happening. So we believe that God knows everything that's happening in the world. Where is that? Here, number 10 of the Kora Hamura, we believe Hashem has Yediyah. He knows everything that's happening in the world. The question is, does he? So some don't believe in Nevuah because God can't communicate with man because he created the world and he doesn't know what's happening. So we believe God does know. There is Yediyah. And Hashem said he's going to punish the Rishoyim, he's going to reward the Tzadikim. He gave the makas to the Mitzrayim. Hifla Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch made a haflaya. He made a distinction between the Israelim and the Nochrim. All the makas only affected the Nochrim, didn't affect the Jews. So you see that there is Chardish Onish, that God knows what's happening. We believe that he can communicate with men. He does know what's happening and he does care. He does communicate. So not only do we believe that God can communicate with men, man can communicate with God also. That's the Iker of Tefillah. So Tefillah and Nevuah are the two parts of the same concept, that there can be the communication between God and man, and between man and God. So that's why we say, Lo levad haroi l'spalel, no one else has control over the world. But it does make sense that we should daven. We tell over the story that we cried out, V'nitze kal Hashem l'kei v'sayin, v'yishma Hashem v'skalein, v'yarusanyen v'slachatzein v'sayin. We pray to God, and God listened to our prayer. So we believe in the Iker of Tefillah, and the Iker of Tefillah means that God knows what's happening, and he does care about what's happening. We believe that Kol Dibri HaNeviim Emes, number six of the Ikar HaMuna, Moshe and Aaron were Neviim, and everything that they predicted came true. All the Esamakas, none of the geniuses, none of the weathermen, in Egypt, and none of the scientists, no one could predict all the Esamakas. Only Moshe Rabbeinu predicted, and he predicted when it's going to begin and when it's going to end, and so on. So that shows that Kol Dibri HaNeviim Emes, we believe number seven, and the worst Moshe Rabbeinu is on a higher level of that of the other prophets. That's a separate Ikar and Emunah that's based on Parshas Behal Oischa. Lo Kein Abdi Moshe B'chol Beisin Emunah. Moshe Rabbeinu is on a higher level. How do we see that? How do we tell that over in the story of CPTS Mitzrayim? We tell over this story what it says in the Chumash, that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro and to Bnei Yisrael. Aaron will be your assistant. Aaron was older than Moshe, and Miriam was older than Moshe. And they were Nevi'im before Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Miriam was a Nevi'ah. And even though they were older than Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron Achich Yeh Nevi'echa. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevi'im, and Aaron was secondary to him, and Miriam was secondary to Moshe also. So when we tell over the story about Pesach night, Mitzrayim, we should emphasize that also, Aaron Achicha Yir Nevi'echo, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevi'im. Then we emphasize number 8, we believe in Torah min HaShamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to lead up to Maimon HaSina 7 weeks later. And like the Zohar says, just like sometimes a person is Tamei, he has to wait 7 days, Azav or Azava, Tamei Meis have to wait 7 days, and by Azav and Azava, you have to count Shivanikiyim. So too, that's when an individual person is Tamei, needs 7 days. When a whole nation is Tamei, the whole Klal Yisrael was sunken in Tumas Mitzrayim. So we needed 7 weeks to count. And when we go Zeus, when we count Sefiras Omer, many have the practice to offer a tefillah after the Sefiras Omer, a nusach and a chasidish esidurim. So those who say it, they say the purpose of the Sefiras Omer is tahareinu mitumaseinu miklupaseinu. The purpose of the Sefira, the Shiva Nikim of 7 weeks instead of 7 days, is to be Mitar B'nai Yisrael. The whole purpose, that's what Sefira Saim is all about, to demonstrate that the Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, not some freedom and liberty. The Jews were always on the forefront of fighting for freedom. The communist, many Jews joined the communist movement because the communists wanted freedom from the dictators of Russia. And here, the American Liberties Union, a lot of Jews in the forefront of that organization fighting for freedom in America. But freedom doesn't mean some freedom to be a hefkedik individual, to do crazy things. Freedom, a person is free from his yetzahara, not just free to do crazy things, free to do ratzon Hashem. So that was the tachlis of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, was tavdan tzalukim alohar hazeh. When the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to the Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai, the first word he utters is Anocha Hashem Elokecha she'etzeicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is in order to lead up to Maimon Har Sinai. So that's number 8, that we believe in Torah min HaShamayim. Number 9, we believe that the laws of the Torah do not change, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to come to Maimon Har Sinai. Laman Teidu, we should know. How can you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lamayla mehasogas ben yodam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam told us that Kolot, the Ramban and the Hagdama to his commentary on Chumash, quotes this passage from the Zohar. Kolot harukula shmoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the whole Torah is a description of Elokus. And Rashi in his commentary on Chumash on Parshas Mishpatim quotes a beautiful medrash. Rashi made it famous like this. No one would have ever heard of it. Rashi made the Medrash famous. Medrash comments on the pasuk and say, "For Shmuel, Kasher Yama Hamoshal Hakadmoni, Meirushoyim Yetzei Resha." So the Moshal Hakadmoni is the Torah. Why is it the Torah? Shehu Mishalosh Al Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chafetz Chaim, in one of his Svarim, a little sefer called Shem Olam, Chafetz Chaim explains what does it mean in the Medrash that the Torah is Mishalosh Al Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, if I've never seen the president of the country, I've never seen the emperor or the czar, but I saw his photograph in the newspapers, and I happened to be in the capital, I happened to be in Warsaw, and I see a person with the same facial features as appeared in the newspaper, as appeared on TV. I can identify the president or the czar based on the photograph. So the photograph is a mashal. So to the Torah, all the 613 mitzvahs, you put everything together, is a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's called the mashal HaKadmoni, of the mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Kadmonu Shel Olam. He was the one who was there before the whole world came into existence. He was the one who brought the world into existence. So that's what we say, because everything in the world keeps on changing. That's what the modern physics claims. Modern physics claims, I was told, that everything is reverting back to Tov Avo. So everything keeps on changing in the world, except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Hashem lo shanisi, atem b'nei akev lo chelisa. It's a pasuk in Novi. So that's why we believe, just like the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot change, so the laws of the Torah cannot change. Because the laws of the Torah are a description of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, v'tziach ha'sam ha'sam tavnen selekim ala hor hazeh. It's going to lead up to Maimon HaSina, and that will accomplish Li'idaitim Ka'ani Hashem. I will know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. How will you know? By learning his Torah. Torah was given at HaSinai. So that's why we assume Zos HaTorah Lo Sehim Muchlefes. This number 9 of the 13 Ikori HaMuna is in our generation, that's the most important. There are those, the conservatives and the reform, and some who claim that they're Orthodox also. They don't believe in the seeker and the munna, that the laws of the Torah are immutable. The world keeps on changing, so the piskei halacha are not always the same because the circumstances are different. Under different circumstances, the halacha says a different psak, but it's not that the laws of the Torah are changing. The metzias is a different metzias. It's not the same shaila as it was 50 years ago. Not Pesach this year is not the same as Pesach last year. The conditions are different. So of course, the psak is sometimes going to be different. But the laws of the Torah in principle never change because they are, you put them all together, it's a description of Elokus. Number 10, we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yediyah. He knows what people are thinking and he knows what's happening in the world. So when we tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we tell over that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, he predicted to Moshe Rabbeinu what's going to happen. And he told them, Paro is not going to listen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu what Paro is going to do, what Paro is thinking, what he's going to say, what he's not going to say, and so on. So that shows, that part of the story that we tell over indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. The Pasuk says, Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. I know what's happening in the world. Not that I created the world and I removed myself from the whole world and I have no shaychas with these petty little things. That's what some of the Chachmei Umas Olam claim. Yeah, they believe there is a God. God created the world, but then he doesn't pay attention to the world. Hashem says, not so. Ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. I'm there, I know what's happening. And he knows what people are thinking also. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu what Paro is going to say. We believe that in Yud Aleph, we believe in Schar V'Yonesh. We believe in Schar V'Yonesh implies that there's such a thing as Bechira Chapshis. Normally there's Bechira Chapshis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this time, Ani Akshe Slave Paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended his Bechira Chapshis. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva explains that. Paro was punished because all the Mitzrim were punished because of the things that they did previously, because they were mean to Bnei Yisrael all the years that the Jews were there. They weren't punished because of what they did when HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended their Bechira Chavshis. Menias HaTshuva was a punishment that they were given. But in principle, we believe in Bechira Chavshis, and once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends people's Bechira Chavshis. He doesn't allow them to do tshuva. And because there is Bechira Chavshis, that's why people are held responsible for their actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reward to the tzaddikim and he punishes the rishayim because it was their choice, the decisions that they made. And this was demonstrated, Schar V'Yonesh was demonstrated, because all of the esamakas that occurred, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only punished the Mitzrayim. The Jews were living, they were integrated neighborhoods. The Jews lived together with the Nochrim, with the Mitzrayim. Number Yud Beis, we believe in Bias HaMashiach. This Iker was told to Moshe Rabbeinu before the whole Shlichas. Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I will deliver the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael that you want to let them free, what should I tell them? Yom Ali Mashma, Moim Aleim. They'll ask me, what is the name of the God of the Jewish people? What do I tell them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, we know from the Gemara in the end of Shavuos that there is Zayin Shem and Shein and Mechokim. There are seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not allowed to erase. The Pasuk says in Chumash, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we should destroy we should destroy the names of Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael. In addition to destroying all the Avodah Zarahs, we bar tem eshmam. Then it says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. It goes back on to destroy Beis HaMikdash, or to destroy a Tanakh, or to be Moichik Shem Hashem. So the Gemara tells us that Chanan V'Rachum, if someone writes, the Almighty One, the kind One, our Father in Heaven above, that's not a Shem Hashem. That's not a violation of the Barat HaMishmam L'Sas and Kein L'Hashem L'Kechem. That's Kinuim. That's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rezayin Shem Hashem in Nimchokim, there were seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not allowed to erase. When you look in Yerideya, in Hilchas Sefer Torah, in the third Chelek Yerideya, so they quote different opinions, exactly which the different Girsas in the Gemara, exactly which are the Zayin Shemes. But it's clear that one of the Zayin Shemes is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu asks, V'yom Ali Mashmo, Moim Aleim, the Jewish people will ask me, what is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What should I tell him? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Eke Asher Eke. It's one of the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We assume that not only is it not permissible to pronounce the name, we never pronounce the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, only the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur says, or the Kohanim when they were Duchen every day, in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokam Asher Asker Shmi. That's the location where I gave permission, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave permission to the Jewish people to mention his name when they do something that's a Kiyum in the Mikdash. The Kohen eats a piece of Bisar Chatos or Bisar Oshom, and he says, a Baruch Hashem HaKol Nyeh B'dvar, doesn't say Shem Yudkei Vatkei. But when you're Duchen, that's not a Kiyum in Beis HaMikdash. To say the bracha, it's a din all the time. You have to say a bracha when you eat food. But duchening is really supposed to be in connection with, supposed to be at the conclusion of hakrovas karbonas tzibur. How do we have duchening today? Minatoyra is a good question. So Rabbi Yankee Venman claims that duchening today is only with the rabbanon, because Minatoyra, the Gemara says, duchening, Gemara and Sota has all the dinim of duchening in the middle of Sota and Perikel and Amur. So the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Shmini, Duchening is only at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas Tzibur. So this led Rabbi Yankev Emden in his Sefer Morak Tzia on the Torah and Arachayim, this led Rabbi Yankev Emden to believe that Duchening today is only with the Rabban. Mishnah Berurah quotes this from Rabbi Yankev Emden from the Morak Tzia, and he disagrees. He shows Gemaras and Sifreis and Sifros that it's not correct. Duchening today is Menatar. So that's a good question that needs a good explanation. Absolutely, she gave a good explanation. How is duchening said over the Keren Oiran? So why is duchening there, right? But so when the Kohenim duchen, when the Kohen Gadol says Davido Yom Kippur, that's a kiyum in the Beis Hamikdash. That's Kol Mokom Asher Asker Shmi, the location where I give permission to pronounce my name. In Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to pronounce Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Otherwise, you're not allowed to pronounce Yud-Kei Vav-Kei even when you're reading a pasuk. The other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shin Dalad Yud, and Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, and Elokim, and all the others, Tzivakos, is also Shem Hashem. You're permitted, you're allowed to pronounce them, not like Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, only in the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to pronounce them if you're saying a pasuk, you're saying a bracha, you're saying a tefillah, or something like that. But unnecessarily, you're not allowed to. So one of the Zayin Shemis is the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Eke Asher Eke. What does it mean, Eke Asher Eke? So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Mechilta, I will be with the Jewish people, I will be together with Bnei Yisrael in Golas Mitzrayim, I will redeem them. And I'll be with the Jewish people, Asi Lavoi, for the Gula Asida. There's going to be a long Golus that we're still going through now. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised before Yetzias Mitzrayim, he already promised it's going to be a Gula Asida that'll take place in the future. So that's what we believe in Bias HaMashiach. What is it? What is it all about, Bias HaMashiach? We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Hu Rishon V'Hu Acharon. That's the fourth of the 13 Ikrei Hamunah. We believe Hashem created the world, and that's the miracle to create Yesh Me'ayin. To create Yesh Me'ayin is a miracle, and the Gemara has a klal, a logical klal, that it doesn't make sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do a miracle for no purpose, for nothing. Why should he stand on his head and do tricks and stunts to do nisim and flois for no purpose at all? So the Rabban Shlomo Zalman, Rabban Smasa Be'er Tzad, Yidatem Ki Ani Hashem, all the miracles that he did in Mitzrayim, all the SMX and all the other miracles, were to teach Bnei Yisrael the Ikari HaAmunah. So when the Rabban Shlomo created the world, what was that for? So we look at the world. People are killing each other. There's atheism in the world. There's Avodah Zarah, there's Gilui Arayos, there's Shfichas Damim. People are violating all the basics, all the Sheva Mitzvahs, B'ninach. The whole world is self-destructing. So what did the Ribbono Shel Olam accomplish by making such a terrible world where everything is going haywire? So we believe that there will be a tikkun to the whole world. There will be a tikkun to mankind. This is the tachlis of the Bria will be fulfilled. Limos HaMashiach. So this, that there's going to be a tikkun in the world and there's going to be a purpose to the whole creation, this was told to Moshe Rabbeinu before Yetzias Mitzrayim, before he started. He was told, Eke Asher Eke, Eyeimoyim B'golus Zu, I will be with the Jewish people to lead them through Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Eyeimoyim, I will be with them in the future for the Gula Hasida. This is why the culmination of the Seder on Pesach night is, we say, Nishmas Kal Chai Tevarech HaShimcha, the day will come. That's the belief in Malchias. That's what the theme of Malchias is. The whole theme of Malchias is that the day will come and all of mankind will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that day will be Nishmas Kal Chai Tevarech HaShimcha. That's the whole that the Gula Hasida was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Menevuah before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik explained all of this. That's why we say we open the door after benching. We read those psukim in Tehillim. What is that all about? We plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not fair. The Gula Hasida will be when all of mankind will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are hardcore atheists, so hardcore of the Avodah Zarah in the world, don't want to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not fair because of these people. You're holding back the whole Gula for the rest of the people. The Bnei Yisrael and many Umasalam are also hoping and praying and waiting for Mashiach. The Rambam has a famous line in one of the letters where he says that even though Christianity is clearly Avodah Zarah, but it accomplished something, it notified the whole world about the concept of coming of Mashiach. They believe in the second coming. They believe that Yoshke was Mashiach, is going to come again. Okay, that we share in common. Mashiach will come in the future. They hold that he came already, he's going to come again. We believe that he didn't come yet, he's going to come. So the Christian faith accomplished to let many nations know about the concept of Mashiach, that there will be a tikkun to this world. So this was told to Moshe Rabbeinu before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that Eker Asher Eker. So that's why we say Shvel Chamos Chalagoyim, have Rachmanis on us. We want, many other people also want Bias HaMashiach. It's not fair because of those nations who are of the Avodah Zarah, hardcore atheists, or hardcore of the Avodah Zarah. It's not fair that they're holding back the Gula. Remove them from the scene so you'll be able to bring the Gula Hasid. And then the 13th of the Korei Hamun is that we believe in Tchias HaMesim. That's what the Bnei Soscha quotes from the Maram Chagiz. This Maram Chagiz wrote, he's more famous in halacha for his halacha's ktanus. That's Shanas HaTshubas. They always quote what he says. Often they disagree with him, but they quote him in halacha. And here, the Derech Pikudecha by the Bnei Yisoschar, he quotes him regarding this mitzvah of Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim. How was Tchias HaMesim demonstrated? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take this stick and throw it on the ground. It's going to turn into a snake. He took a stick and he turned into a snake. He brought life. That's called spontaneous generation. So we believe that we don't believe in spontaneous generation. There's no such thing as an animal can give birth to an animal. A woman, a human being can give birth to a human being. You can give birth. If you have life, you can transmit it to the next generation. You can't have yesh meyayin. That's why, since there's no such thing as spontaneous generation, so we have to believe in the existence of a God who started off life. The whole world came like that. It's interesting. I took, when I was a student in college, I had chemistry with Professor Shmuel Soloveitchik. That was the younger brother of Rav Soloveitchik. His youngest brother was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And the middle brother was Shmuel Soloveitchik, who taught chemistry in yeshiva. So the year I had him, he taught chemistry for the non-science majors. I was not a science major. So he used to tell us a lot about the history of chemistry and a lot about hashkafe in chemistry. So he told us that the communists officially adopted a position of atheism. They didn't believe in the existence of God. So if you don't believe in the existence of God, so how did life come into being? So they have to believe in spontaneous generation. It happened by itself. But Louis Pasteur proved that there's such a thing as spontaneous generation. So they commissioned their physicists, they paid money to the scientists to prove that Pasteur is wrong, that there can be such a thing as spontaneous generation. So Professor Shmuel Soloveitchik told us that many Rabbanim were so saddened when Pasteur proved that there's no such thing as spontaneous generation, so they felt very bad, because the Rambam makes a big fuss about that. The Rambam learns Pshat in the Gemara, Ochel Putisa Loika Arban, Amola Loika Chamesh, Tzira Loika Sheish, that there's a separate lav if you eat a sheretz that's spontaneously generated. And the Rambam writes, and don't tell me that there's no such thing as spontaneous generation. Whoever says that doesn't know the ABC of science. So people felt bad. Pasteur proved that there's no such thing as spontaneous generation. So it's so the Rambam is shver. The Rambam has Rambam holds that one of the Taryag mitzvahs is based on the assumption that there is spontaneous generation. So when the communist scientists proved that there can be spontaneous generation, so many Rabbanim were rejoicing, oh, we just saved the Rambam. So he felt that that was terrible, that was ridiculous. They're rejoicing because the atheists who don't believe in God had to disprove Louis Pasteur. So money can prove anything. So they proved that there can be spontaneous. That's ridiculous. There's no spontaneous generation. And the fact that there is life in the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brings the life. He created, he started life in the first place. And he will demonstrate by Tchias HaMeisim, he will bring the dead back to life. That's like Moshe Rabbeinu took the matah and he made it into a nachash. He created life from a matah. And then Moshe Rabbeinu's arm, Mitzaras Kashaleg, and Mitzaras Chashuv Kenes, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle. Then it gets Shavu Kibsara. It becomes healed. That's also like a Tchias HaMeisim, because the Mitzvah is Chashiv Kemeis, and the Taraz disappeared. So when we tell the story on Pesach night, we shouldn't just tell the text, shouldn't just read the text of the Haggadah. We should elaborate a little bit and explain that Moshe and Aaron were together, Moshe was on a higher level, and Moshe Rabbeinu predicted everything in the future, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what people were thinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's happening in the world. There is Yediyah, and there is Bechira Chavshis, and there is Schar Yanish. You have to point out all of these ideas. The whole purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, whole purpose of Zechiras Yetzias, Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to be Daitem Ki'ani Hashem, to emphasize the Ikari Hamuna. Rav Soloveitchik used to say over every year, why don't we just read Parshas Shmos Ve'erev by B'Shalach to fulfill Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why do we fulfill a mitzvah in such a strange way? We recite Arami Avid Avi from the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. So apparently, one of the major themes in Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night is to express our gratitude to Hashem. Like in Mikram Bikurim, we say, Higaritayam Lashem Lakecha, Kibosi Al Haaretz, I thank you. And Rashi writes, Higaritayam Shein Chankof Etoiva. You have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I appreciate all of the types that you did. So we don't just read Shmos Ve'erabai B'Shalach, we read Mikra Bikurim, where we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, the Chachamim were Mesakein, maybe it's a Din D'Oraisa, maybe it's a Takana D'Rabbana, the Chachamim were Mesakein, that we should fulfill the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim in the form of Talmud Torah, in a specific form. To read psukim from the Torah Shebichsav and give a commentary of the Torah Shebalpeh on all of those psukim. So we recite the few psukim Arami Aviravi. You read Parshas Mikra Bikurim. The Dorish call Parsha Kuli. You give drushes of the Torah Shebalpeh. There's Lima Torah Shebichsav. There's Lima Torah Shebalpeh. And here there's a new form of Libun, reciting Torah Shebichsav with a running commentary of the Torah Shebalpeh. Then Rav Soloveitchik get it on. We say, Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenas Natar Lam Yisrael Baruch Hu. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the Torah. Shenas Torah. Why do we say another Birchas HaTorah? We say the Birchas HaTorah when we woke up first thing in the morning. And that covers all of the learning that a person does all day long. He doesn't have to say a new Birchas HaTorah. So Rav Soloveitchik quoted from the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah. They quote, Rashi's practice used to be Rashi would come to shul early, he would sit and learn. And then when the tzibu would come and they would all start saying karbanas together, Rashi would say another birchas haTorah. We don't follow that opinion, but it's an interesting idea. Rashi first came to learn, he was Talmud Torah b'yochid. And then when the 10 people in the shul and they were saying karbanas together, that was Talmud Torah b'rabim. It's a new form of Talmud Torah. So whenever Rashi holds, whenever you're Oisik in a new form of Talmud Torah Barabim, you have to say another Birchas HaTorah. We don't do that, but in a certain sense we do. A person on Monday and Thursday, Shabbos, person said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and then they give him an Aliyah. He says another Birchas HaTorah. Why? That's a new specific form of Talmud Torah. Kriyas HaTorah is a new form of Talmud Torah. So the same on Pesach night, we say Baruch we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say a Birchas HaTorah, because we're about to fulfill Talmud Torah in a new form, namely combination of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. And it's interesting, we say also after that, Soloveitchik was always fond of saying over, we believe that Torah is for everybody. It's a democratic religion. We hold that everybody should be learning Torah, not only the geniuses. But years ago, only the Galochim used to learn about religion, Torah, whatever they considered Torah. And the Amay Nama kept in the dark. So we believed the Rishoyim are not allowed to learn Torah. That's a different thing. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, L'Rosha Amar Lekim Malach HaLesapur Chukai. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells the Rosha, who gave you permission to learn Torah? You're not allowed to learn Torah. Unless you learn in Amanos Lassos. If you're learning Torah just for intellectual fun, to have a good time, but you don't plan to observe the mitzvahs that you're learning, that's an Aveira. But we believe that Torah is not only for the Chacham, it's for the Tam and the Sheni at the Elishon. The Torah is supposed to be for everybody. Then we say, what is Vihi referring to the Haftocha, Beloshin the Gave? That Haftocha. You want to emphasize that the story of Mitzrayim, the Oni Mitzrayim, the suffering that we had, Golus Mitzrayim, is not an ancient story that happened over 3,000 years ago. That's not relevant to us. It's B'chol Davador, Om Dom Aleinu L'chaleseinu. There's anti-Semitism in every generation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Mi'odam, not always because of our zuchusim. There's such a thing as chusavis. A lot of times I have a student in my class, he's not so gewaldic, but I had his father, or I was friendly with his grandfather. So right away, before class even begins, I have a tendency to favor that student over the others because of school service or because I was friendly with the grandfather or something like that. There's such a concept as school service. So the Gemara says, but how long does school service last? The others are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And if you live in a generation where the Jewish people are not keeping any mitzvahs and the atheists and the mayor of Yerushalayim doesn't allow the Lubavitcher to lay tefillin on the people in public. Crazy things going on. How far does the schus service go? If the children are kicking in the behind, they're kicking all the others. They don't accept any of the traditions. So the Gemara has a lashon in Masechet Shabbos. Schus service tama. Bris service like tama. The schus service already petered out. It already evaporated a lot of times. We don't deserve to be treated on a special level because of the schus service. It's already so many generations that the Jews are not keeping mitzvahs. But bris service, the bris is a shvua. The Ramban HaChumash writes, the bris is like a shvua. Shvua means al kalpanim, under all circumstances, even if you don't deserve it, even though the schus service evaporated already, but the bris service like tam. So that's what we say, Baruch Shem HaHavtochas Ali Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a haftocha. He made a bris. He made a bris with Avram Avinu. And then say, that bris and that haftocha, the losh nekeva, that's what keeps us going because we live already in generations so far so far away from the others that a lot of times we should really assume that the schusav is tama, but the brisav is like tama. The Mishnah quotes what seems to be a machlekes. Mishnah Psachim quotes what seems to be a machlekes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. What is the Nusach HaBrocha that one recites over the second cup of wine? So Rab Tarfon lived Bisman HaBayis Shagalon HaBegolas HaBesein HaMitzrayim V'Gyon HaMalan HaZal Lechot by Pesach Matzah Umaror. Period. That's the end. Rab Tarfon lived Bisman HaBayis and later he lived through the Chorban and he lived after as well. Rabbi Akiva was a younger contemporary of Rab Tarfon. So that's how the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos. So the Rabbi Akiva adds on, you don't say Higyon Alazal Echad but Pesach Matzah Umar. We leave out the Pesach. We just say Matzah Umar. But then Rabbi Kiva Adzan Kena Hashem Alkena Yagienu LeMayadim LeGavur Machelim LeKrosenu. That they should come. That the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. And Ochal Sham Merazvachem and Merapsochem. We should eat from the Chagigas Arba Osar and from the Korban Pesach. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkos you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. that's in Psukim and Chumash. Chag Osim also Chag Lashem does mean you should celebrate a holiday. Chag means a yontif on which you bring a korban chagiga. So you have to bring once on Pesach. Pesach is 7 days. You have to bring every day. You have to bring an oil asriya. You have to bring a shalmi chagiga. You don't have to pay for it. You're free yourself. But on your own, you can get 100 shutfim together. Each one will give $5. So you have $500. So you'll be able to buy a big fat korban for $500. If you're wealthy enough, so you'll... an oil asriya also. You don't necessarily have to pay for the oil asriya all by yourself. You can have 1,000 shutfim. Each one will give $0.50. You bet an oil asriya for $500. If a person can afford it, so... if a person can afford it, let him bring many oilas ria without any shutfim, fine. And then shalmi chagiga, when you bring the chagiga, you have to be able to finish eating the chagiga. It's a shlamim. You only have 2 days to eat it. If you have big families, you have a lot of friends, and everybody's tohar, everybody went to the mikveh. So if you can afford it, bring many shalmi chagiga. So that's what we say. Should rebuild Yerushalayim should be rebuilt. Rabbi Kiva adds this on after the Churban HaBayis. Yerushalayim should be rebuilt. The Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. We should eat from the Chagigas HaBo'asa first. The Gemara says eat first Chagigas HaBo'asa, that the Churban Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSova. At the end of the meal, you should eat it. The Yerushalmi Tosis on Dafayin quotes the Yerushalmi. Why is that Pesach Nechal Al HaSov at the end of the meal? Because B'choshesh for Shvira Setzem. If a person is hungry on Pesach night, he's starving, he's going to sit down and eat the Korban Pesach. He made by mistake. The Korban Pesach was just born. The behemoths are born that season of the year in the springtime. You have to wait till it's 8 days old. You can't bring it before. You can't bring it next year. Pesach has to be Bashnasa before the first birthday. So it's going to be, it was just born a couple of weeks ago, just born recently. So the bones are very soft, they're not so hard. So you may chew into the bone and by mistake do a violation of Shvira Setzem. Shvira Setzem is a din that only applies to Korban Pesach. Doesn't apply to any other korban. The Pashtus is because the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to act as if we're wealthy people. Wealthy people don't chew the bones. They eat the lamb chop. We're eating lamb. You have a kevis, you have a lamb. So you eat the lamb chop so you don't chew the bones. You're going to break your teeth. But the poor people will chew the bone. If it's a young calf, they may chew the bone. So in order that people shouldn't be so hungry, so first eat the chagigas habasar. There we assume there's no lav on shvira setzem. We assume there's no lav. And then afterwards you eat the pesach halasav at the end of the meal just to eat his eyes. He's not starving anymore. He's not hungry anymore. So he won't violate the din of shvira setzem. It's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, why do you use a lashon asher yagi adamam al kir mizbachacha liratzon? What do you mean yagi adamam? Asher nizrak is damam al kir mizbachacha. Why do you say yagi adamam? You say asher nizrak, asher yizorek damam. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, at the very end of Masechet Pesachim, there's a machlekes satanaim. What do you do with the Korban Pesach? Do you do zvika or do you do shficha? Are you supposed to be zorg dam meirochak? Are you supposed to pour it from the klisharis? The only korban that has matan etzba is a korban chata. So all the others you do zrika sadam from a kli. So zrika is meirochak, you throw it from the kli. And shvicha is mikor, you pour it. So it's a machloikas hatanoim. So the Rabbi Kiva didn't want to get involved in this machloikas. So he composed the nusach. Ashe yagi adamam akim is bachacha. The dam will reach the mizbech, however it will reach it. We'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll have Tchias HaMeshach, we'll find out what the Pesach is supposed to be. There's a famous comment, Shehagi Adamal Malkim is Bechacha Li Ratzon. What does that mean, Li Ratzon? So the Nitziv has a famous comment. It says, In the Techachem, Chukoyse Vashim Nosi Has Migdashachem, V'lo Yariach Bireach Nichoychachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and I will not be interested in smelling the karbonas. So the Gemara says, from that pasuk, the Gemara Megillah says, from that pasuk, you see that the makam hamikdash is kitchelos ilove. Where do you see kitchelos ilove? So we usually learn pshat Even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy, will cause the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, we still refer to it as Mikdash Shechem. Hashem Mosi as Mikdash Shechem. Yeah, but how do you know that that's what maybe it means? I will destroy what used to be the Beis HaMikdash. After I'll destroy it, it won't have the status of the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe Lord Kitchel Asilov. Where is he, Kitchel Asilov? So the Netziv has a famous comment. I think Doruch Laner has the same in his Tshuvas as well, in the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion. It's called Binyan Tzion because the first two Tshuvas were to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, who wrote a whole Sefer Drishas Tzion about the possibility of just going ahead and building a Beis HaMikdash, being Makor Kavanos. Right? Well, you don't need Mashiach. Let's do on our own. So he writes, he thinks he solved all the world's problems, and you can solve this problem, that problem. That's the theme of his whole Sefer. Maybe we don't have to wait till Mashiach. Maybe we should build a Beis HaMikdash on our own. And he writes all Sefer. Well, he was the Talmud of Rabbi Kibbeh, the big Talmud Chacham. His comments are printed on the Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Tira Tzvi. The kibbutz Tira Tzvi in Eretz was named after him. He was a Steyer Leo, was named after Rabbi Yehudmacher. They were both Talmidim of Rabbi Kibbeh Eger. So they sent a copy of his kuntras to Rabbi. He sent to Rabbi Kibbeh Eger. Rabbi Kibbeh Eger sent it to the Chasam Sofer, his son-in-law. They all liked a lot of what he wrote in his Sefer Drishas Tzion. So they say the following. The Binyan Tzion writes in one of the Tshuvas about Shemitah, and the Netziv writes the same. They think the Pshat is Hashem Mosias Mikdash Shechem. I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and despite the fact that there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, the Ribbono Shalom has to add another pasuk. V'loy ariach bereach nichoichachem. And I will not be interested in smelling the fragrant aroma of the korbanos. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's nothing to smell. So you see, no, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, makriv and achol pishein bayis, he can still bring korbanos. But the Ribbono Shalom says, even though you can bring korbanos, don't do me any favors. I'm not interested. V'loy ariach bereach nichoichachem. So even though in the days of the Rishonim, this is Sefer Kafta v'Ferach, there was a move, a big group of Balei HaTosfos, big Zionists, they moved to Eretz Yisrael, and the Sefer Kafta v'Ferach writes about their plan. They were considering making a Mizbeach. They weren't going to build the whole Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't. Possibly making a Mizbeach and bringing Karbonis. So the Netziv thinks that the whole Hava Mina, to bring Karbonis, was only to bring Karbon Pesach. He points out the only one and only Karbon that it never says a chumash reich nechayach is Karbon Pesach. All the other Karbonis have to be the reich nechayach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, V'ashim Yosias Mikdashech, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And even though Makriv and Ach Bishem Bayis, even though theoretically can bring Karbonis, don't do any favors. I'm not interested. V'loy Ariach. The one and only Karbon that you can possibly consider bringing is Karbon Pesach. And there were times after the Churban Abbas that they did bring Karbon Pesach. Tzvi Hirsch Chayis has a whole essay about that. That historically we know from Midrashim that there was a period of time after the Churban Abayis and the days of the Tanaim that they made a Mizbech and they brought Karbon Pesach. So that's what we say. Rabbi Kiva Adzan de Nusach, the second half of the Bracha. Tarfin with them, Bizman Asmanand of Yigan Alalaz Alecha Bob Pesach Matzah Mor. Rabbi Kiva would leave out the word Pesach. He would only say Alecha Bob Matzah Mor after the Churban Abayis. And then he added on a Bakosha. Ohaydu al Hover, Shir Gyolon, Vigyan Alalazah. Then a Bakosha Lehosid. Kena Shemel Kena Yagyen Lemuyadim Lorakola Machem, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Venechal Shemel Azvach Menapiach Meshayagir Dama Malkim is Bachacha Lirotzon. What does mean Lirotzon? It will be l'reich nechayach. True, you can bring Korban Pesach, makri ben ach b'shem bayis, but it's not l'ratzon, because the Rebbe Shalom told us v'lo yariach. But we're hoping for the day that Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and all Korbanos will be brought l'ratzon, it will be l'reich nechayach. And at that time, in order to shir chadosh, al gil ha'sein. So Tosfos in the last parak Masechet quotes from the Medrash that all the shiras in Tanakh l'sha'ovar, there were 9 shiras in Tanakh l'sha'ovar. They were all shira b'loshen hakeva. L'asilava miz mashir li'ay ma'ashabiz miz mashir l'asilavay. L'yom shukul l'shabiz m'nuch l'chay hu'ay lamin. Where did the Tanaim see from the word miz mashir li'ay ma'ashabiz that it's l'asilava li'yom shukul l'shabiz? So Tosfos quotes the Medrash because it says shir. Whenever it says shir l'ashen zocha, that's the shir of l'asilava. all of the shiras in the past were like an akeva. A woman has a baby, and then there was a geula and a yeshua. She had a baby, but then she's suffering. The women have to, takes a while to lay recover. The husband is fine. The husband didn't have any chevelei leida. He doesn't have to recover. So the shir, lasid lavai, the shir is called shir lashin zachar, like the men. All the shiras in the past were like an akeva, that there was always another tzara after that gula, after that yeshua. But that's why we say, before we recite the Hallel, on Pesach night, we have the obligation to feel, to have the sensation as if we left Mitzrayim tonight. So therefore we say, there's a din of Hallel b'shasanes. Usually you don't say Hallel b'alayla. There's the Mishnah in Megillah. There are Dovish and Mitzvah Sabayim. Dovish and Mitzvah Sabalayla. Certain mitzvahs, Lulav and Shofar, have to be in the daytime. And Matzah and Korban Pesach have to be Sefer Simon, have to be b'alayla. So Hallel has to be Davka Bayom. From sunrise to sunset, not in the middle of the night. So how do we say Hallel on Pesach night? So the answer is given because on Pesach night, we have to have the sensation as if we just left Mitzrayim. So it's Hallel B'shasan Nes. It's not Hallel Zechel Nes. Hallel on Chanukah is Zechel to the Nes that took place so many years ago in the Baisheni period with the Chashmonaim. But Hallel on Pesach night is Hallel B'shasan Nes. So that Hallel, there's a tshuva in the Chidor. There was once a ship that was there was a storm at sea, and the ship almost was in a shipwreck and almost sank. And then they were nitzal, they davened to Hashem, they were nitzal. So they said Hallel on the spot in the middle of the night. The Chidor Paskin, Hallel b'shasanes, he said even b'alayla. So then we say, "V'naima lofanim shira chadasha haleluka." Why do we say shira chadasha? We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu tonight on Pesach night. We're talking about now. We're not talking Lasid Lova. At the end of the Bracha of Asher Gialana, we say, that's when Mashiach will come and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Then it's going to be a Shir Chadosh. But tonight we're saying Halal on the Seder. That's tonight's Halal. That's Halal. We feel as if we had a Gulas Mitzrayim tonight. Then the Rambam explains, according to the Nusach of Rab Tarfin, that the Brocha Asher Gialanu only says Lisha Ovar, so it doesn't have any Chasima. It's a Brocha Ktsori. Just say Asher Gialanu Alecha B'Matzah Korban Pesach Matzah Mar, period. That's the end. But according to what Rabbi Akiva adds on, it has not only a Hoidua Lisha Ovar, it has a Bakosha Allah Haba, Kena Shem Elokeinu Yagienu, etc. So if a brocha has more than one theme in it, then you have to end off with a chasima. So that's why he ends off, Goal, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goal Yisrael. And a lot of the Haggadahs, they have printed, after Goal Yisrael, they have, and the same thing after the Bichas HaMazon, after you say the whole Bichas HaMazon, so you have, and then you say the Shem Yichud, and then you drink, Bar Pi Agofen, or the same thing after Birchas Hashir, before the Bar Pi Agofen, they say Hinei Mochem Zuma. So really, it's not correct. You're not supposed to be mapsik in between the bracha Goal Yisrael is a bracha alakos. You're supposed to hold a cup of wine when you say the bracha Shir Gialonu. And according to this, it's a problem. Why don't we say Bar Pi Agofen before Shir Gialonu? Why don't we say before Birchas Hashir? The Rishonim work on that question. So the question is stronger than the answer. It's a good question. But even if you say Baruch Pi Agofen at the end, you're not allowed to be mafsik in between Asher Gialon and the Baruch Pi Agofen. That's what say Hinei Mucham Mezuma. Have it in mind, but you should, the same thing, after the Bracha Birchas Hashir, the fourth cup of wine, you say Baruch Pi Agofen right away. It's not right to be mafsik. Many have the practice that you're not allowed to eat or drink anything after the Kos Revi. So they say, the piyutim ra'atam zalach pesach hazra nisim aflesa v'alayla v'chein v'hibet zir alayla. They say a lot of the piyutim in between the bichas hashir and the bar piyagot. It's also not right, even though Magen Avraham quotes some achrenim are recommended. It's not proper. More correct is not to be mafsik in between the bichas hashir and the bar piyagot. It's a bracha lakos. It shouldn't be mafsik. Okay, b'li neder tomorrow. I'll give a brief shir on Inyani, continue on Inyani Pesach at what time? At 11:15 till 11:30. Now I'll be giving a shir to my students on Chulin at 12:45. And tomorrow my shir to my students will be at 11:30. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ari.
Welcome to you.